The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Bringing back Bill Hancock. He runs the college football playoff, and he is with us now to talk about, break down how it all worked out right here on ESPN 97.5. Bill, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me on again.
Well, we appreciate you being here to talk about this. You had said this was the most contentious, and you can have your opinion about it, whether or not it was right or wrong to have Oklahoma or Georgia in it. I kind of feel, and I'm sure there were people there that felt like if Oklahoma or Ohio State or Notre Dame had to play Alabama in that championship game, they probably would have come out of there with a loss. So it's hard to count that against Georgia, isn't it?
You know, through the years, yeah, that's right. Through the years, the committee has tried to be careful about not punishing, quote-unquote, a team for playing in the conference championship game. On the other hand, the game happened, and the committee had to look at it. It really came down to three teams, actually, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State, and it was tough conversation in the room, let me just say that.
Yeah, I heard it was the most contentious over the this is the fifth year. And I would imagine, I mean, there's a difficult choice because fundamentally you're asking yourself, well, if strength of schedule is a component, you just played the best team in college football if you're Georgia, and you outplayed them for much of the game. So, you know, that has to be, you clearly have to factor that in. And yet, you know, some people felt like the committee took the path of least resistance with a conference champ, a team in Oklahoma, and an ability to avoid another two SEC team Final Four. How do you respond to that?
Well, the committee doesn't have time or the inclination to talk about path of least resistance. And I've heard that from folks in the last couple of days. And let me just tell you, the committee just ranks the team as they saw them under the protocol that's been given to them by the commissioners. And strength of schedule, obviously, strength of schedule is a factor, of course, but conference championships won is obviously a significant factor.
Bill Hancock with us here, executive director of the College Football Playoff on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about Central Florida. If they beat LSU here and continue to go on and continue to win, is there any way that the committee starts to look at them differently if they continue to win here?
Well, I want to say that, first of all, the committee took a long look at Central Florida and had all season. It's a good football team. Obviously, losing the quarterback didn't set them back at all. They played very well against Memphis with number two. And, yeah, the committee gave them a lot of consideration. And we're now done. Whatever happens in the bowl games is what happens. But I will say this about Central Florida again. Good team, good program, well coached, good speed, a lot of speed. But when we compared them, their schedules with the teams ranked ahead of them, they just didn't match up. And, you know, in any selection of teams, and you have to consider who they played. How did they build their record? When I was director of the Final Four for all those years before I came over to football, we did the very same thing. You just have to consider the schedule. And when the committee lined up the schedules, they just didn't match up.
But isn't it, okay, so it's awfully difficult for them because if I'm a Power 5 team, I don't want to play Central Florida, and I'm not going to play Central Florida. So it's awfully difficult for them to build that resume when it's difficult for them to get those games, isn't it?
Well, it's been done before, and I will say that Houston had it all teed up. What was it, 2 years ago, three? I get mixed up on that. But when they had the really good team and obviously went out and knocked off Oklahoma, then they happened to stumble in the Navy game in SMU. And also look at Boise. Boise really built itself based on going out and playing people. And, yeah, they had to go on the road to do it, but they went on the road. They showed who they were, what they could do. And I believe that's possible for anyone.
Bill Hancock joins us right now. We're talking a little bit about the college football. We're talking a lot about how the college football playoffs came to be the Final Four. You know, I know that there was probably, when we talk about it, and we kick these games around, we talk about whether or not Notre Dame is one of the top four teams. Now, they were clearly going to get in. I think there was, you know, I think you could make a case in a football world that maybe Notre Dame would be fourth and maybe Oklahoma could jump up to third. But from what I understand, it was very clear that your one, your two, and your three were pretty well set, and there was really not a lot of discussion about dropping Notre Dame to the four spot.
Actually, that committee did talk about whether Notre Dame was in the right place.
Really?
They talked about whether Alabama and Clemson were in the right place. But the focus on Notre Dame was, should they be three or should they be four? It wasn't much talk about them for two, obviously.
Right.
But it just came out that based on their season-long performance, against a good schedule, that number, and obviously being undefeated, that number three was where they belong. But the committee spent a considerable amount of time discussing whether that was the right place for them.
Do you believe in more, not oversight necessarily, but I kind of like that the discussion is held behind closed doors because I think it gives people, you know, if you completely make your process wide open, then in a way, I think it just gives argumentative people, and that's what is in sports by nature, a chance to tear down every facet and every aspect of it and pick through it and find reasons to dislike it. And do you like the way that this is done right now where the discussions are held behind closed doors and there's still some, if not secrecy, it's still a little bit guarded in terms of how the process unfolds?
Yes, I do. And it's because of protecting the candor in the room.
Okay.
The discussions in the room are not guarded. Nobody holds back. Everybody says what's on his or her mind. And I just think if there were, say, it was all broadcast on radio, that the, some way the candor would be diminished. And that would not be a good thing for the process.
Mm. Bill Hancock with us on ESPN 97.5, talking about college football playoff. Did you happen to hear Mike Leach's comments this week?
You know, I've been so busy, I really haven't seen what Mike said.
Well, Mike was very critical of, you know, at every level, Division III, Division II, FCS, FCS, that we're able to do a playoff and yet a 16-team playoff or whatever, and not able to do it at the FBS level. You said there is no talk about expansion. I saw your quotes this week that said there's no talk about expansion yet. It's being called for continuously. Is there a blind eye? Is there any chance that we get this conversation going?
There's just not been any talk, as I said, among the university presidents and the commissioners who manage the playoff about new formats. We have a 12-year contract for this. We feel like that four gives us a tournament at the end of the year, but also protects the regular season. And, I completely understand why people want more. Every time somebody asks me that, I say, well, why? And most common answer is that it would remove the contention from the process. And golly, that's just not the case. Team 9 would be every bit as disappointed right now as Team 5. There may be other reasons why some people would like more, but golly, don't say 8 would remove the contention, because it wouldn't.
No. Whoever's on the bubble, we've seen it with NCAA basketball, and you experience that. The bubble teams who didn't get in, or seeding numbers, or whatever. There's always going to, whoever doesn't get in is going to have beef and gripe, and then the next thing to come up is, we need to take this from 8 to 16, because it's not fair to teams 9 and 10 and 11. And it doesn't, like, you'll continue to get those complaints from people who aren't in, because once you change the parameters and change the bar, then people who fall outside of that bar are going to argue that they should be under the bar.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Bill Hancock right here on ESPN 97.5. December 29th, as opposed to New Year's Day, obviously the Rose Bowl issues and everything else. Are you expecting, because we have seen a drop in the ratings, Bill, when it's not on a New Year's Day, what are you expecting this year?
Well, we are playing on Saturday, December 29th, and actually next year the semifinals will be on Saturday, December 28th. And that came about when we moved off of New Year's Eve. As you know better than anyone, we thought we were doing the right thing by playing the semifinals on New Year's Eve, and we found out that a lot of people had work and other commitments that just didn't allow them to watch the games. So we moved back to Saturday. New Year's Day is always a blockbuster. The tradition of the Rose Bowl combined with having a semifinal game certainly carried the viewership numbers. But we're going to do great this year on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, got a pretty darn exciting matchup. Although, have you seen the point spreads?
A reporter told me last night what they are. I really don't pay attention to that.
No.
But somebody told me.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, we pay attention. we like to pay attention to that, Bill. So it's the most lopsided, which is a little surprising, is good. Now, Oklahoma's defense, how much talk was there in that room about, you know, Oklahoma's lack of being able to play defense? And obviously it's showing up in that huge point spread.
Oh, a lot of talk about Oklahoma's defense, of course, every week, including this week. And conversely, a great deal of talk about their offense, which someone in the committee room described as historic. And I really believe that's the case. Their offense is awesome and has been able to overcome their shortcomings on defense. And, of course, it was also noted that in the last 2 weeks, their defense has played better. Obviously scored twice against West Virginia and really turned the game around with a safety against Texas. So, yeah, it's a remarkable offense with a defense that everybody knows has needed some work.
Absolutely. Bill Hancock with us here on ESPN 97.5. Well, we're looking forward to it, that's for sure. I think Kyler is going to give them a heck of a game, if you want to know that. And a lot of people don't believe that, but I think that Kyler's the kind of quarterback that can. And do you look at that styles of play at all, or was it just about where those teams landed?
Yeah, just about where they landed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think that style of play can give Alabama something. Hopefully we'll have some good games there, Bill, and we'll have a nice little tournament here. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks for hanging here again.
Thanks, guys. Let's do it again soon. Take
all right,
care.
Bill Hancock with us, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, right here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about Renter's Warehouse. Let's talk about I want to talk about you living where you want to live. I want to talk about you having that commute every damn day that you are just – my Uncle Timmy, we call him Uncle Timmy because that's his name. He lived up in the Woodlands and had to drive downtown every day.
I remember him.
Your Uncle Timmy?
Yeah,
you played poker with him.
Yeah.
He actually had a heart attack because of his drive every day.
What?
Because of the stress of driving on 45 every day.
He didn't coach Ohio State.
No, Urban Meyer didn't have a heart attack, kind of, or something. Anyway, Uncle Timmy, you cannot drive this every single day and think that you're living the best life you can live.
No.
How about moving closer?
Yeah.
How about renting out your home and you going to live in a place that you want to live. Okay? So if you're looking for the best way to do this, go to renterswarehouse.com.
You know, renterswarehouse.com knows what your house should rent for. They know what it will rent for. That's why they rent usually homes within 17 days or less. And they're the very best at it. They are marketers. They are real estate agents, although they're really rent-estate agents. And then they're also professional landlords. So they do all of it. They do all of it. And they do it for just $99 per month for your property. So wouldn't you love to be able to rent your property out, yet have it cared for, have it the price set, have it prepared to rent out, have the background checks done on your renters? You know, they do all of it for $99 a month. Make sure that you give them a call at renterswarehouse.com. It's 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT or renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Where'd Boo Boo Juice go?
To take care of that problem.
What? Why does he, right before we come back on the air?
There were 30 seconds left on the break, and he decided he had to go.
That he was going to leave?
Yeah, I think he's... Where, he, I don't know.
Is it Boo Boo Juice Day? I thought it's Boo Boo Juice Day every day now.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have the cleanest colon.
It's not Boo Boo Juice Day.
He walks out, goes to the bathroom, cleans out, and then comes back about twice, three times a show.
I was talking to Mr. Gal.
No, you weren't.
Some different.
Uh-oh,
is that
again?
What we're calling it again?
Is that what you're
when
calling
you go,
it again?
When you
I
go
talking to Mr. Gal?
You go to the stall, it's talking to Mr. Gal?
No.
Oh, God.
No, I ran
Man,
down
I had
there.
I had a great meeting with Mr. Gal last night.
No, I ran down there. I was checking on some HR stuff with Laura Beavers. What?
That's a lie. Because you don't have to walk out our area. You can just walk down the hall. The door slammed.
I was getting my steps in, Dell.
That's a lie.
Fitbit steps. If you take a more elongated route, you get the steps quicker.
You had another. How many meetings with Mr. Gow do you have per show? Because you leave
but
a
you
lot.
You do have a lot of meetings with Mr. Gow.
Sometimes I just use.
I don't like calling it that. If you want to know,
he's
the
one
I
who
just
started
don't like it.
It.
I just. I think we need to change that now.
I didn't
him
know.
Him going to the bathroom is not going
no,
to meet
I didn't
with,
say
going
it
to
was.
Talk to Mr. Gow.
No, he's saying that. I didn't
no,
say it was.
You are.
I call
we know where you're
the bathroom
going.
When I use the bathroom.
It's uncomfortable.
We know where you're going, and then you disguise it by saying, I'm having a meeting with Mr. Gow.
Hey, guess what? Todd McShay's top 32 players are our top 30. Guess what? There's been movement at the top.
But you don't believe shocking. In what he writes.
No, he's now all of a sudden he's just, Ed Oliver's not two anymore. He's five.
Well,
this is beginning
no,
to tumble.
No, after the jacket incident, the other one.
Mel Kiper.
Mel Kiper. Yeah, Mel Kiper moved him down to like six or so, seven.
It has nothing to do with the jacket.
It was jacket. It was the next day he moved him.
Well, that's dumb.
Well.
Todd, when he took the jacket off, did he figure out he was 270 pounds?
No.
Well, I had no idea he was only 270. The jacket was covered, and I had to drop him. And guess what? Todd McShay just dropped him. Guess why? Because they're starting to talk to NFL people who are saying, why are you guys putting a 275-pound defensive tackle second as your players?
Because Aaron Donald?
Yeah, because Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is the public perception they've helped to jack it way, way up, which is not fair to Ed, by the way. They've helped to move it way, way up, or really to the program. because the expectations are.
Well, no, the expectations are, and that's
Ed's going first, second, or third. No, he's not. No, he's not. A quarterback, at least two quarterbacks will probably get drafted ahead of him. Nick Bosa will go earlier. Quinnen Williams probably go earlier. Raekwon Davis could go.
Quinnen Williams will
earlier. I mean, you know, and it has nothing to do with Ed and Ed's play. He's just a smaller defensive tackle. Those guys get pushed down a little bit, and you will start to see that. You know, you'll start. You've been hearing them. Best player in college football, one of the top three, a surefire lock for the top three. I had people arguing with me on Twitter all day long whenever I said something after the jacket thing, and they'll find out it's not going to be top three. It's not going to be top five. Top Aaron Donald, who is as good a player as you will find, who's undersized in the upper 280s, which is still about 15 pounds heavier than where Ed Oliver plays at, is, first of all, a brick bleep house is what he is. He's incredibly powerful and compact and wide and thick in terms of his build. He is girthier than Ed Oliver is, number one. Number two, he's just much stronger. He was a 34 rep guy. Like, he was a high rep guy who dominated at the Senior Bowl, had two seasons where he had 11 or more sacks in the league. Like, it's not really a fair comparison that people are making Ed Oliver to Aaron Donald either, because now you're comparing him to the best interior defensive lineman in all of pro football. That's not really a fair thing to do either. Ed Oliver is being, frankly, being done a disservice by people saying he's
being set up to lose.
He's being set up with this unbelievably high bar. Well, he should be a top three pick, and he's Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald was drafted 13th.
So now he's going to be sitting in the green room at number nine, and the cameras are going to be on him.
And he'll be pissed off.
And he keeps on dropping. Well, yeah. Maybe he's not dropping. Maybe that's about where he should be.
I think by the time the draft rolls around, it will balance out. Like, I didn't even say anything. During the summer, I do my summer list. I just left Ed at number one. I thought he was probably, like, would be the third guy drafted out of the three behind Bosa. And for me, at the time, it was Raekwon Davis because he's big, long. Like, he looks
like Quinnen Williams came on so strong this year.
Defensive tackle. But, yeah, Quinnen Williams is so and Dexter Lawrence is a big, strong guy also, although he's not the rusher. Like, he's not the athlete that Ed Oliver is, but I did think it was interesting that the Cougars played Ed Oliver outside in the last game that they played. They gave him some reps outside for the first time. I was like, what took so long? And Major finally got rid of Dell's defensive coordinator. And
it's not mine.
It is yours. You loved him.
I wish you would have played in.
You were this is a great
hire.
That's
a lie.
And you couldn't believe how awesome it was to have an awful back in your life.
I will never forget the day we were in here. Actually, I wasn't on the station at the time. But I saw a picture.
You're too busy putting other people in body bags. But go ahead.
I saw a picture of it where D'Onofrio was hired, and I saw that picture of Dell throwing up the U. Yeah, throwing up the U.
There's not a picture of that. It was outside of that promo shoot.
It was on Raheel's
first show. That doesn't exist anymore.
You were on the balcony with Raheel, and you, both of you in your
Raheel's Insta.
You know what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't do that, any of that scenario. And this, I mean, when that hire was announced, like, Major doesn't have long for that job.
Well, he didn't get Major fired.
Well.
Okay.
He sped up the process.
Well, he didn't speak. Major's not getting fired. What are you talking about?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Did Kendall Briles just sign an extension? Yep.
Well, because Kendall Briles is coaching wedding. You know what happens if Major doesn't turn it around? They're going to point back, how the hell did you hire that guy? I'm just saying, it speeds up the process when you hire a guy who's trash and he turns out to be trash.
Well, you don't like that. That's
no,
certainly not something.
No,
that's
when you hire trash that turns out to be trash.
Well, the man
that's
is not
a bad hire.
Let me clear it up. The man is not trash. His schemes are trash, and the performances of his defenses are trash. So that's seven straight years of trash ass defenses. If you combine it with his Miami time,
do you think the Cougs are like excited? Like Major says, "Oh, I hope the Rockets stay at about 500." So, because one team he owns, you know, he owns the Cougars. Obviously, Tillman Fertitta. He's owner of two sports franchises here, the Cougars and the Rockets. He's like, keep your attention on the Rockets. You think that's what's going on?
Yeah. Do you think that the Rockets are going to get to the Armed Forces Bowl? No.
Well, they're playing like it.
The AC, the
I don't
West
think they're
kind of like
any bowls.
The way they're playing right now, they're hoping to be bowl eligible.
That's right. That's what they're looking for. Just bowl eligibility.
Hey, look, we're going to Shreveport. Rockets are in Shreveport. They'll be taking on the they'll be taking on Dell's Heat.
The Heat wins.
Oh my God. What a bowl game that would be. Rockets Heat.
You don't want to have hometown hero Justice Winslow come to town. You don't want that to happen, John.
Well, in Shreveport. In Shreveport.
Hey, the people from Houston, we'll see Justice play in Shreveport.
No, we don't want that. We don't want any
Shreveport,
of that.
You're lucky. It'll be real grand.
I'm watching a Coors Light commercial on TV right now, and the mountains are blue.
Frankly,
getting me all
getting you
watery eyed.
Water. Okay, as long as it's in your eyes and not your pants.
Yeah. No.
That's moisture awesome. Here in the eyes.
You know
your
what
pants.
Else is awesome? Chance McClain. You know what else is awesome? YourHeritageFilm.com.
John.
That's right. Heritage, not hate, Dell. That's what it is.
That's a different thing altogether.
Well, but this is what I'm saying. All I'm talking about is YourHeritageFilm.com and Chance McClain and the interview. His interview skills are awesome. He's going to get whoever it is that you choose to tell the story of your family. He's going to get them to open up and tell stories and have fun, and it'll be entertaining, and you're going to love Your Heritage Film. YourHeritageFilm.com. Leave it for posterity so that they know. Wouldn't you love to have from a couple hundred years ago? No, you probably wouldn't understand them because they're speaking a different language. But here's the deal. If they actually spoke English, then you would be able to understand. But you could also get a translator. How did we get where we are? Okay. Unless you think your family won't be here in the United States, they're going back to whatever country. Okay, whatever. Whatever the case may be, your people can have Your Heritage Film for years and years and years to come. Keep your heritage alive at YourHeritageFilm.com.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Brother Bear had a pretty good point. Do you think the Astros can get in on the Mariners fire sale? Well... Holy.
What is happening with the Astros?
The Mariners?
The Hot Stove League is a nothing.
What do you mean? The Mariners' fire sale has been unbelievable. From an 89-win team to getting rid of everybody, anybody who can play. Segura to the Phillies? Holy crap. I'm glad he's out of the division, if you want to know the truth. Zunino? He's an Astro killer. Paxton? Beat it. Glad. But he's with the Yankees now. Diaz and Cano to the Mets, Cologne to the White Sox. I mean, this is an unprecedented. This is Marlins-esque, only maybe even worse, how they've just dismantled this entire team.
You know why? Because they can't win. And
they won 89 games and finished, what, 8 games behind the A's?
Yeah, you got the A's. But just in the big picture, you've got the Yankees, the Astros, the Red Sox. Who are you competing against?
Yeah.
What are you competing for?
Well, they. Well, 89. No. What the kill? Here's the deal: is you see what the Astros did, you see what the Cubs did, and you're like, you know what? We can't win with this group. Tank. We're gonna lose. We're gonna 2-3 years.
Guess what? You'll make more money tanking too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut your payroll.
Yeah.
Revenue sharing. We'll pay you back. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Why should we pay all these guys all this money and
be?
I mean, they're in the stink hole.
It's better to win 69 than 89.
This was the Rockets when they finished 17th or whatever they did over here.
What are you doing? You're just right there. You're Texans at 9-7.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Well, you're not going to draft high. You're not winning anything. You're better off winning 69 games than 89 games.
Right.
In Major League Baseball, you really are.
Yep.
It's not even a joke. Like. It makes more sense to win 69 because you're probably paying less for your lineup, right? So you're making more, you're drafting better. Do that.
Yeah. Well, but I'm sure the Mariners didn't want to give the Astros any help. But
the fans, no, they're not going to.
And you know Jeff Luhnow, he doesn't. He's like, he's a any pitcher. He just doesn't want to give up any of his talent. He doesn't. Jeff Luhnow, I don't know that he's ever had a fair deal, if you want to know the truth. Honestly, he just beats the snot. Now, he's given up some talent.
I think Gogo, yeah, you're right. Gogo wasn't a fair deal the other way.
Well,
that was not good.
What do you mean? It was great for them. They got Hader. They got Hader.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
That, oh, he well, doesn't no, do good no. deals
actually,
for his team?
Actually, he lost that deal.
No, I know.
Yeah,
that's
right,
what I
right,
mean.
Right.
He didn't win every deal.
No, he doesn't.
Far
no.
from it.
No,
I don't think he killed Ken Giles either.
But he never goes, oh, well, if there's guys that he says, that's untouchable, for whatever reason, Tucker's untouchable. Whitley has been untouchable. Not doing that. As opposed to the Yankees, who gave up their best prospect for James Paxton. Luhnow ain't doing that. He ain't never doing that.
What's the latest with Charlie Morton? I know the Astros reportedly made an offer.
He's still a great guy.
You think they're going to keep him? I think it's starting to look like they're going to hang on to him.
What do you mean? Well,
when there's nothing else? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of talk out there. I mean, but we haven't seen. Oh, you're right. There's nobody that's signing. Nobody seems to be doing much of anything.
No, Charlie.
I mean, other than Seattle giving up everybody, it's been pretty dead.
Would you make Charlie, if you had a choice between Charlie or Eovaldi, who would you go after?
I would go after Eovaldi.
I would too.
He got 4 years younger.
He's younger. He's got big heat.
Yeah.
He's got
now.
Nasty stuff.
It's going to cost you more.
Yeah, no, I recognize that. But you know, I also think Justin Verlander is not a young guy. So
no, Eovaldi could be your number two.
Yeah,
down the road after Cole, right?
Sure. So what about Jay Happ?
Hey, you already did that. I know.
Happ comes to the Astros,
he's just a guy. Yeah, I don't know. I would have much rather had James Paxton, but I don't know that the Mariners were giving the Astros James Paxton.
How much is Happ going to cost you? A good season.
Yeah. I mean,
do you really want to pay much for Jay?
I don't know. No, I think you got Fromber. Why would you want Jay Happ?
Cheap. Fromber's cheap.
Fromber's cheap. And we had a 2.19. I think people keep forgetting Fromber had a 2.19. Okay? That's pretty damn good.
Small sample size.
He had 8 or 9 appearances, starts or whatever.
No, appearances.
That's pretty damn good. Oh, yeah? Dell, have you ever had a 2.19? No. Okay? Just sick of it. Why are we just hating on Fromber all the time?
Yeah, Fromber's all right.
No, Fromber he's the nuts, okay? It's like having aces and flopping an ace.
Fromber is?
maybe that's a little... Okay.
Baseball's easy if Fromber's aces.
Speaking of which, I got the... did you get the email about this? So, apparently, we've kicked it up. It is now the St. Arnold's broadcast next Saturday, the 15th. Mm-hmm. The St. Arnold, we're going to have a live broadcast at noon. St. Arnold's Tap Takeover. They're going to have Lawnmower, Divine Reserve, Art Car, and Christmas Ale. This is, listen.
Those are four big ones.
The Divine Reserve. I don't know. All of these things, you know the beer nerds are going to love this thing because I think these are all limited editions that you only get so much of it. So if you're a beer nerd and you are one of these people stand outside St. Arnold's and wait for these beers to come out, and then they just go and they drink a beer and then leave after they waited in line for like 4 hours or something. It's just ridiculous. So if you're a beer nerd, the place to be, and by the way, they're going to have free memberships that day for everybody. You have to be a member to come into Prime, but they'll have free memberships for you. The place to be is going to be Prime. And then a $20,000 guarantee, not $15,000. $20,000 guarantee tournament at 2 o'clock. So guess what? Let's go. It's going to be go time. The Texans play that day at 4:30 too, so we got that too. We got all of that going on, and they got 26 televisions for you to watch the game. So no big deal, no biggie. And it's going to be a big, big day at Prime. You're talking about the beer nerds? They love this crap.
Yeah.
When there's a limited edition deal going on,
I can't be there.
Well, that's because
I got a wedding.
Are you taking boo boo juice that day or something?
No, I got Chelsea's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, she gets married that afternoon.
You have to go to that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. So I got a wedding on Saturday. I'd take all you scrubs money. That's just real talk.
But why are you going to be like that when you're not even going to be there? That's big talk out of somebody that's not even going to be there.
Yeah. I'm like basketball guy. Okay. Standing behind like, yeah, better be glad they're keeping me out of this tournament.
That's like Raheel and Lazy J, huh, Del? Oh, you're Jay. I want to see your jumper, right?
Yeah, and we never see anything.
Neither of them.
Well, Raheel put himself out there. He just failed miserably.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't fail miserably.
No, yeah, he kind of did.
Yeah, he did.
No, really kind of
did. He talked a lot and didn't come through.
I put $100 on him hitting three straight threes and he didn't
do
it.
Why would you do that?
Because he told me he would.
It's hard. It's hard when the money's online. You know that. When you're putting for free, it's a whole lot easier than when you're putting for money, isn't it?
No question. No question.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, when it's down to the... Yeah,
Raheel was putting for money. And it's harder.
That's right. No, it's a lot harder. There's no question about that. All right, 713-780-3776. Anyway, that's going on. That's the 15th. The 21st is our anniversary party that next Friday. I mean, this is a big time. Big, big time. We just had the huge staycation giveaway. I mean, it's nonstop. Mm-hmm. We got the number one show in the whole world right here, afternoon show.
Yeah. right.
We got the number one show in the afternoon.
Right.
11 straight months of being number one.
Do you know that Fred, when he introduced me yesterday, he goes, Lance, one of the legends here, one of the only guys here in Houston who's a member of two number one shows right now. I was like, that's right. That's
when
he introduced me.
When did he do that?
He did that start show yesterday at 5:30 when I came on.
Oh.
Yeah.
On your show?
Yeah, my show on Monday.
Huh.
Sure. He did it. You can pull it if you want.
I don't want to pull it. It's unnecessary. It seems like grandstanding.
Yeah,
and an outright lie.
It's real talk. By the way, did you see that Sean McVay has spoken to Cliff Kingsbury? Like, hey, listen, you're done in college. Why don't you come over here and help us with the Rams down the stretch? They're trying to bring Cliff in to pick his brains and to have him part of the game planning for the Rams offense down the stretch.
And like Clay Hilton,
seems unfair.
Clay Hilton's like, man, I let you use my building on Sundays. Are you going to take my OC away from me? Because is that what USC wants? They want Cliff there. Clay Hilton's like, hey, man.
That would be silly for Cliff to go to college. He needs to go to the pros. He needs to go to the pros.
Who knows what he wants to do?
Well, here's the deal is you get back into you get back as a head coach in college after you go to the pros, or you might even like it more and just say, screw, I'm tired of sitting in an 18-year-old's house trying to, you know, tickle him so he comes.
But then you got to
tell him he comes to your university.
So he comes to your university. What the hell, you two?
Finish your sentence.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Tickling an 18-year-old till he... You got to finish the sentence.
Till he comes to your school.
Say that then.
That's what Del, I...
Save God. That clip.
Okay. Well, okay. You might have been talking over it. We'll see.
Thank God. But anyway, he needs to go to the pros so that he can go. He can say, I know what it takes for you to get to the pros, by the way. I've coached in the pros.
You can save Clay Helton's job and get a college job.
Screw Clay Hilton. Why do you care about Clay Helton's job?
I don't care about him, but if he lights up in a Pac-12 and USC's all of a sudden back in another Rose Bowl because of him, he can get a college job.
Now, USC is a prestige job in the city, but Rams are kind of the hot ticket there right now, only and it's in the same city for Cliff.
It's only
Cliffy Cliff stays there.
The Rams are only the hot ticket because USC sucks. If USC was great, the Rams would still be second fiddle.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a USC town.
Yeah. They say Chargers will never be.
Oh, it's no chance.
Ever. Like, they have no chance.
No chance. That's a 30,000. They can't even fill a 30,000 seat stadium.
Yeah, and Raider fans are never going to become like displaced Raider fans once the Raiders leave. You can't. That's a division rival. So you can't like flip. No. Well, you know what? I'm going to support the Chargers.
And you always hated the Chargers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't ever like
it. The other thing about going to NFL for Cliff, he can't guarantee that he'll have a clear talent advantage. Now, he may be schematically better than the defense coordinator faces every day, but if he goes to USC, it's likely every time he touches the field, he's going to have better talent than the other
team. Well, it depends on where he goes. If he goes to the Rams, or probably not the Chiefs, but if he goes to...
He wouldn't be the OC for the Rams. He'd be like an analyst.
Yeah, well, maybe. Or maybe Sean McVay will go, you know what? Cliff, take it over.
It seems unlikely that Sean McVay would do that considering how great his offense is.
Why? If he's really good?
But why would you do that when your offense is really good? Those guys don't turn it over to another guy when they're really good at what they do.
Well, he might. You don't know.
It feels unlikely.
He might say, you know what? This is too much. And I do need some help.
I that feels
well,
like
we'll see what they do in the playoffs,
scenario.
Too. You know what? After the playoffs, we'll see. Because you can dominate the regular season like they have, and we'll see what they do in the postseason.
And I want to bring it back to the if you guys want to jump in on this one, 713-780-3776. I'm curious as whether or not Bill O'Brien is going to have any interest in the offseason of turning his offense over to a coordinator. Because I don't think he's going to have any interest after this year. I think he's going to view this as validation for him.
Well,
as
we'll
a
see
play
what
caller.
He does in the postseason too, won't we?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
All right, 8:42, 8:45 ESPN.
It doesn't matter to the not to the court of public opinion. The Texans were moving the ball up and down, having a good game on Friday, and it was still like this play calling's horrendous.
No.
It's not going to matter.
Even this morning, while Jeff Van Gundy is on, people are still saying the reason is Bill O'Brien. And you know what? The common thought here is Bill O'Brien can't beat another good coach. So if Bill O'Brien doesn't beat another good coach this postseason, that narrative continues on down the line.
Guess what? If he does and doesn't win a Super Bowl, it will still continue.
Shops.
If you've made up your mind, you've made up your mind. I've noticed this.
Well, not
I was in an
he,
argument
not,
with
not
one
if he
guy.
Actually beats good
I
coaches.
I said, what would it take to change your mind? He just said, this whole coaching staff is atrocious, other than Romeo Crennel. How in the world would any Joe Schmo in the streets who's not at practice, who's not in meetings, in film rooms, how do you know how guys are coaching?
Right.
And however you coach, however you play is how you practice. But they've won 9 in a row. But it's been a bad 9 in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, you just don't want to change.
Yeah.
That's all. You made up your mind, and you don't want to change.
Though, and you're going to change for the most part. There are some guys you'll never change. But for the most part, you will change the court of public opinion if you win big games. And that's what they have to do.
Bill O'Brien has to win a Super Bowl to get people to back off for 1 year. And that's all he would get is 1 year.
I don't know. I think he'd get more leeway.
Well, Mike D'Antoni doesn't. Like, no one gets Kevin McHale.
Mike D'Antoni didn't win any NBA Finals.
Great run, and people had no more positive opinions about him.
I think Mike D'Antoni's getting some nice leeway right now.
From the fans?
Yeah. I don't think Mike D'Antoni is at all in the crosshairs. You know who's in the crosshairs? Daryl.
No, but Mike D'Antoni also wasn't disliked. Like, Bill O'Brien has been disliked now for a while. And some of it is just you don't like the personality.
Well, and again, right. But again, win big games, and it changes.
Yeah, no. Well, he's got to win big games. I don't think it's fundamentally going to change, though.
We'll see. Talk about 4hymns.com, 4hymns.com. 4hymns.com/John5. If you're looking for a great way, to have that lovemaking ability again, that's right, making love. Well, all you got to do is go to 4hymns.com/John5. As opposed to spending all the money that you would spend normally going to a doctor's office and the pharmaceutical pills that you're going to have to take. And same thing, only the generic equivalent at 4hymns.com, and you're spending just a lot less. You're spending $5 the first month. $5. That's ridiculously low. That's like unbelievable. I don't know how they're doing it. But if you're looking for a way, and it's so easy, and it's not embarrassing, you don't have to go to the doctor's office and talk to the doctor face-to-face. Instead, you're doing it all on your laptop. You will talk to a doctor, but you're doing it on your laptop, and you can ask any question that you want, and they'll explain everything to you. But it's so much easier and so much cheaper. So go to 4hymns.com/John5. You have any issues whatsoever in the boudoir, 4hymns.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.
Got some holiday gift ideas for you. I'll start off with the Houston Rockets 5-game holiday packs. They start as low as $149, where you've got 5 different games in this holiday pack and 2 different packs to choose from that start in January. And I believe it's January. It might be actually late December. Actually, it is late December and can run all the way through early March. But go to Rockets.com to find that out. RocketShop.com is your headquarters for all the latest Rockets hats, jerseys, polos, kids' gear, and more. And they're featuring daily specials with items like the James Harden jersey, Rockets hats, Rockets plush toys, and many more. Take advantage of a limited-time Rockets jersey swap. Bring your old Rockets jersey to the Rockets team shop at Toyota Center and swap it for a new jersey at 20. 25% off. And Rockets Kids Club, that's available too. Presented by Children's Memorial Hermann. It's the perfect stocking stuffer for your young Rockets fan, with two different packages available, with the All-Star package containing two tickets to an upcoming game for just $45. Go to Rockets.com or RocketShop.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, a quick segment here because we were talking a little bit too much. There are some issues going on right now. Did you happen to see this high school? There's a high school football team in Northern Illinois. 10 football players were suspended from the team for 3 games last month. They ended up losing the state championship game. They got suspended for 3 games, these players did. And they ended up losing the championship game 24-20 to Monticello High School. Apparently, these 10 players were running around naked with Oreo cookies wedged in their booty. Okay?
Man, an LSU fan came stuck his fang in my booty.
So, yeah, apparently,
as the culture would say, that's different.
So, and apparently they said it wasn't a hazing incident. So, they didn't punish the team. But they did punish the players for running around naked for indecent exposure.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess it's fair enough. Do you think, so now, like 20, 30 years from now, players on this team are going to be sitting around, some of the guys that were on the field, and are going to be going, can you believe we lost the state championship game because our guys were running around with Oreos in their booties?
Oh, man, you're going to be one of those guys. How would you like to be one of those?
How pissed would you be?
Like,
what the?
I mean, are you serious, Austin? You cost us a state championship because you stuck an Oreo. I don't care that it was the vanilla flavor. That's irrelevant.
I think it was the golden
whatever. I don't care.
Double stuffed.
I hope it was the sliver, the thin ones.
You don't.
But I'm pretty sure it was the regular Oreo.
I think it was double stuffed.
Oh,
double stuffed.
That's heartbreaking.
You think? Well,
state championship game because of double stuffed Oreos, because the LSU fan put double stuffed Oreos in your
booty. Why'd you put that double stuffed Oreo in your booty?
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. No, that's not what happened.
No, in that case, you're doing it right. Why would you move it from your mouth to your booty?
No. Can anyone explain why these 10 players would run around with Oreo cookies in their booty? It's just inexplicable. And then to lose the state championship because of it, just so disappointed in this team. That's a Rockford team, Rockford, Illinois. It's just very disappointing, I think.
There's been no explanation of why these kids
No one. No one's come forward and said that we thought, I don't know, we thought this was a good idea. I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate.
Did they sound like this running around?
That's how I would sound.
Yeah, if so, that was what I had to do.
That's how I would sound. I don't know. Speaking of sticking it in your mouth and not knowing what you're doing it wrong, what about Quip?
Well, okay.
Do you use Quip toothpaste every morning? No, you don't, Del, because you don't have a Quip toothbrush. I use Quip toothpaste. It's awesome. You get a nice tube, then you get the small travel tube as well. With your Quip toothbrush, you also get a great carrying case. It's the hard plastic, and it protects your toothbrush from touching anything in your travel bag, which is awesome. It comes with the smartest toothbrush in the history of the world. 25,000 dentists can't be wrong. Just $25 for this Quip toothbrush, which is the greatest toothbrush ever. If you're looking for a toothbrush that will tell you how to brush your teeth, I honestly was brushing my teeth wrong all these years. 2 minutes, change quadrants every 30 seconds, brush your tongue, spit, and you're good. Okay? And you can go on your way. Do that twice a day. How about this for a stocking stuffer? Something that actually somebody is going to use twice a day in their lives. That's a great stocking stuffer. All at getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.